The southern U.S. will endure another round of bitter cold today after a snowy winter storm that blanketed two-thirds of the eastern U.S., meteorologist Richard Bond.
It's turning sharply colder behind the system.
Ice and snow led to school closures, power outages, and thousands of flight cancellations. Cincinnati and Louisville, Kentucky saw record single-day snowfall. Louisville Mayor Craig Greenberg.
The largest single-day snowfall we've had in over 25 years.
In Virginia, state police responded to over 430 crashes, and a power outage led to a boil water advisory in Richmond. The National Weather Service forecasts that Florida will see a freeze, and from Texas across the Gulf Coast, temperatures will be in the teens and low 20s. The service is also warning of destructive red flag wind conditions in Southern California through Wednesday, with gusts up to 100 miles an hour and a critical risk of wildfires. On Wednesday, another low pressure system is forecast to bring snow to parts of Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. I'm Jennifer King.
My fact this week is that Andy Warhol would regularly have his wig cut by a barber and then return the following month wearing a new, longer wig.
Hello, we are No Such Thing as a Fish. We are a British podcast all about facts and trivia and everything interesting in the whole wide world.
We cover everything from pufferfish rectums to the moon to mangrove forest. What else do we do, James?
Oh, well, what about the fact that in 1936, a robot in California shot its inventor in the head?
There you go. If you're intrigued to hear more, peppered with some bad puns and some crude jokes, then check us out. We are No Such Thing as a Fish.